Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, you kine of Bashan, who are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their masters, Bring, and let us drink. The sovereign Yahweh has sworn by his holiness that the days will come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity he will take away with fish hooks, and you will go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you will throw them into the palace, says Yahweh. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years, and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this you like, O you children of Israel, said Sovereign Yahweh. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet you've not returned to me, said Yahweh. And also I have withheld the rain from you. When there were yet 3 months to the harvest, then I did not cause it to rain upon one city, and I caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece upon which it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered to one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned to me, says Yahweh. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, and the palmer worm devoured them. Yet you've not returned to me, said Yahweh. I've sent amongst you the pestilence, after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I killed with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I've made up the stink of your camps to come up to your nostrils, and yet you've not returned to me, says Yahweh. I have overthrown you, as Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet you've not returned to me, says Yahweh. For this reason, in this manner will I do to you, O Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your Elohim, O Israel. For he who forms the mountains, and creates the wind, and declares to man what is his thought, who makes the morning darkness and treads upon the high places of the earth, Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, that is his name. End of chapter.